Chapter 6 The Wicked Witch. The Wicked Witch put Lion in the castle garden, and she made Dorothy work in the kitchen scrubbing pots and pans. The Wicked Witch saw Dorothy's silver shoes, and she knew they had great power. She wanted to take them, but Dorothy only took them off to take a bath. The witch couldn't approach Dorothy then, because the witch hated water. The Wicked Witch had an idea. She put an invisible box in the middle of the kitchen. Dorothy couldn't see it, so she fell over the box, and one of her shoes came off. The witch took it.
"Give me back my shoe," said Dorothy.
"Never!"
said the witch, laughing. Dorothy was very angry, so she threw a big bucket of water at the witch. The Wicked Witch melted before her eyes. All of the Winkies in the castle were very happy because they hated the witch, and now they were free from her.
"We want to help you," said the head Winky.
Dorothy asked them to help Scarecrow and Tin Man. The Winkies fixed Tin Man. They put the straw back in Scarecrow.
"Thank you," said Dorothy. "Now I need to get back to Emerald City."
"Use the witch's golden hat," said the head Winky. "If you say the magic words written inside it, the winged monkeys will take you there. But you can only use the hat 3 times.
Dorothy put on the golden hat and said the words. The winged monkeys carried Dorothy and her friends back to Emerald City. In the city, they all went to see the wizard. They were excited to tell him about the witch. But in the wizard's room, Toto ran behind a small door. Dorothy went in to get Toto and saw a small man there.
"Who are you?"
"I am the Wizard of Oz," said the man.
"But you are just a man."
"Yes, I am a man from Omaha. I used to work in a magic show. One day, I went up in a hot air balloon, and the wind blew me all the way here."
"So you can't really do magic?"
"Nope, I don't have magic powers."
"Can you give Lion courage or Tin Man a heart? Can you give Scarecrow a brain or send me home?"
"I don't know," said the wizard doubtfully. "Let me think about it."